Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Well, who didn't see this coming? The Hochul administration hit with two more lawsuits from transit riders trying to get a judge to lift the governor's indefinite pause on congestion pricing. That's the plan that would have charged people $15 to enter Manhattan south of 60th. Marla Diamond on this latest legal volley.
One of the lawsuits argues Governor Hochul violated the 2019 state law that implemented congestion pricing. The other said her indefinite pause deprives New Yorkers of the right to clean air. Plaintiff's attorney, Dror Ladin, represents Earth Justice.
We have a right to a healthful environment, and all the cars here that are putting out pollution that is causing asthma, that is causing COPD, that is making it hard for children, older adults, almost anyone to breathe. It needs to stop.
The MTA has put billions in needed subway improvements on hold. Public advocate Jumani Williams said no plan will satisfy everyone.
Whenever we do it, someone complaining. The best thing to do is get it started, and we tinker as we go along.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Mark this one to be continued, folks. A former teacher, meantime, at an elite private school will be arraigned later today on child pornography charges. Winston Nguyen was arrested last month in front of his students at St. Anne's School over in Brooklyn Heights. Taught math there from 2022 until this past May. Prosecutors say he pretended to be a teenager online to try and entice other teens to send him naked pictures and sexually explicit videos of themselves. In all, there were five victims ages 13 through 15 who all attend Brooklyn private schools, including the school he taught at, St. Anne's. The Brooklyn DA says this case is especially disturbing because Nguyen was a teacher and a trusted figure among his students. Some controversial proposals which could give City Hall more power in city council goings-on are the subject of a hearing today, where a commission will decide whether the changes should be on the ballot in November.
This began when the council passed a bill known as Advice and Consent that would allow them to approve the heads of 20 additional city agencies. Mayor Adams didn't sign it, instead creating a group to propose other changes to the city constitution, which would cancel Advice and Consent. Council Speaker Adrian Adams says it's undemocratic.
The people of New York City elected one mayor and 51 council members to represent them. They did not vote for a mayor to be both mayor and city council.
The Charter Revision Commission also proposed a change to add a 30-day public input period on bills involving police, fire, and corrections. It's widely believed that is a reaction to the How Many Stops Act and ending solitary confinement, both passed over the mayor's veto. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We have reached out to City Hall for a response. Well, the hunt is on for a man who made off with laptops and other electronics from a Bronx school. This happened on the Grand Concourse in Bedford Park just before the school year ended last month. Police say he broke into the school at 9 in the morning, got the stuff, and then ran off. Haven't seen him since. They're searching, of course, video cameras to see if they can figure out who he was or is. Police in Paramus want folks to be careful after several people were stung. And they're telling people near Howland Avenue, please stay indoors, folks. We got a little situation out there now. Three gardening workers trimming trees when the bees attacked. One needed to go to the hospital because he was so severely stung. A bee catcher now at the scene trying to get things under control says if the bees are left alone, they will likely return to their nests in the trees, and then they can figure out how to get rid of them from there, I suppose. A new effort to boost funding for first responders who suffered health complications following 9/11.
Senators Gillibrand, Schumer, and others introducing this measure that will mandate permanent funding for the World Trade Center health program, meaning that already suffering 9/11 families and survivors won't have to keep coming back to Washington to try to get more money for those who are sick and dying. At the press conference in Washington today, John Stewart.
We can never repay all that the 9/11 community has done for our country. Too many hospices. These families deserve better. And I'm hopeful that today begins the process of being able to heal without the burden of having to advocate.
Without this new measure, the fear is that first responders and survivors could be turned away or have cuts to access by 2028. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Well, police busted up an alleged burglary crew that hit homes on Long Island, and the suspects could face 15 years on the yard for it.
Lawrence, Syosset, Hewlett, and Franklin Square, just a few of the communities that the Nassau County DA says three New Jersey men targeted for their burglary spree.
They terrorized a dozen different communities in Nassau County. They ultimately were going into occupied homes. People were asleep in their bed at night.
DA Ann Donnelly says the men stole high-end cars, many worth $100,000 plus. Cash, purses, and credit cards were also taken.
They were found with a Glock firearm, with a Glock switch, which makes the weapon fully automatic.
No one was injured. The way to protect your home.
Most failed attempts were because these homes had good locks on their doors and windows or alarm systems.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Good sound advice here to protect your property, folks. We're also learning new details about that bomb scare yesterday outside of an NYPD precinct in East Harlem, the 25th. Police now say that the bomb was indeed operable and had the ability to kill or hurt people if it went off, though it had low-grain explosive power. 50-year-old Chantrell Rennick has now been formally charged with weapon possession, reckless endangerment, and assault. Cops say this whole thing stemmed from a dispute yesterday between Rennick and his cousin. Says he cut his cousin with a machete? That's weird. That's what police said, at least. And they drove up to the precinct where the cousin told him the story. And then when cops move in to arrest him, they found Rennick out there saying there was a bomb in his car. The bomb squad then safely disposed of the device. Well, forget snakes on a plane. How about a snake in the lobby? That's what happened at a Manhattan rehab center in Washington Heights. Been hearing a lot about snakes lately, right? Folks there called the police who removed the 3-foot-long reptile. Nobody knows how the big guy got there in the first place, but he's not the first snake sighted in the city, as I mentioned. He's actually the fourth. The others include a 5-foot-long boa constrictor that slithered its way on the Upper West Side back in June, and a python that was spotted 2 days later. Stop it.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.